So before we get into what God's placed on my heart, we are going to take all these prayer requests to the kingdom and to the throne room and just leave them at Jesus' feet and let him do what only Jesus can do. Amen?
Yes.
Amen. So Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, we just say thank you, Lord. Thank you for this group of misfits, Lord. This group that they don't know where sometimes they belong, Lord Jesus, but we know that, Lord, being a misfit is not a bad thing. It's the uniqueness in our lives, Lord, that allow us to be yours. And that you can call on us and we can call on you, Lord. And if we learn to listen, love to the voice of truth, then others will look at us and say, I want to be like that misfit. I want to be able to fit into the hand of Jesus. And Father God, you heard the hurts, the habits, and the hang-ups here in this room tonight, and you're the only one that can heal it. But we have to hear the voice of truth. And so, Father, as one brother said, I have these two voices, the good and the bad. I have names for mine, Lord. They're Elmo and Isaiah. And it's okay to hear those voices, but which one do we hear the most that we know is the truth from you? So, Father, I just pray that we shut out the noise of our day. I just pray for the next 45 minutes or whatever you do, Lord Jesus, that you will be glorified, you will be edified, you will be magnified, and you will be high and lifted up so that when we walk out of that exit sign, Lord Jesus, we realize that's an entrance into our real struggles. So bless us, be about the business that only the Father can do. And Satan, if you snuck in here in any way, shape, or form, we bind you right now in the name of Jesus and command you to flee in Jesus' name. So, Father, be glorified. And together, all God's people said, amen. Amen. So I like to stand up, not for any other reason other than I get kind of, I got to be able to move, you know, because when I was doing dope on the street, I had to be able to move. And you know, so when I've been blessed to do Jesus, I want to be able to be in his will and in his way. So in Romans, for those of you Bible scholars that brought your Bible, and for those of you that you didn't and you got it on your iPhone, I'm cool with that. And if you did not bring it, don't worry about it. We'll make sure that if you don't have a Bible, we send you home with the Bible. Amen? Man, you sound like a bunch of church girls. Amen? Wow. All right, Romans chapter 6, verse 16. It says, don't you realize, they're asking you a statement, that you become the slave of whatever you choose to obey. You want to be a slave? You can be a slave to sin, which leads to death, or you can choose to obey God, which leads to righteous living. Dude, I'm an ex-con. I shouldn't be standing here as a chaplain. I should be locked up in the state of California for 104 years to life. But God. Yes. But God. But God. God redeemed me from the vomit I used to be in to be able to be at a faith-based meeting telling you, brothers and sisters, the hand of Jesus is the same reach for your misfit butt. Sorry, Lord. I'm getting better on my language. Your body. Can you delete that out of the sentence? Oh, man, I crack my own self up sometimes. All right, so check this out. You can be a slave to sin, which leads to death, or you can choose to obey God, which leads to righteous living. Thank God! Exclamation point. Boom. Once you were slaves to sin, but now you wholeheartedly obey this teaching we have given you. Now you are free from your slavery to sin, and you have become slaves to righteous living. And you're like, No, I haven't. I'm still a sinner. I'm a sinner. Mm-hmm. But I don't sin like I used to. I no longer watch pornography. I no longer have multiple wives. That's illegal, in case you didn't know that. I didn't care because I was a biker and it didn't matter. I no longer sling dope. I no longer beat my wife. The sins I commit now, I drive fast. I ride my motorcycle really, really fast. I like to drive fast. What's your sin? Are you still struggling? In Romans 7, verse 14, it says, so the trouble is not with the law, for it is spiritual and good. The trouble is with me, for I am all too human, a slave to sin. I don't really understand myself, for I want to do what is right. I want to do what is right. I know everybody sitting in here hates going in front of Fran Gold, Wendy Davis, or Kearns, or Felt, or whoever else is in that other building over there. We hate it. We do not want to do that. But here's the difference. You made a choice. Now you got to pay the consequences. Are you going to allow that to keep you going on the revolving installment plan of back and forth, back and forth, back and forth? Or have you had enough? If you haven't had enough, it's okay. It's okay because it's you. But if we're husbands, daddies, mothers, aunties, grandparents, siblings, maybe do it for someone else till you get it right and start doing it for you. Maybe you start looking in the eyes of your child and say, you know what, I'm tired of seeing you cry. I'm tired of your mama having to spend your last dollar to bond me out of jail. Community Corrections calling for you. Just kidding. Be nice, Marvin. Thank you, Jesus. Put on something so it quits vibrating. I don't really understand myself, for I want to do what is right, but I don't do it. Instead, I do what I hate. If you hate it bad enough, why are you doing it again? I know why I did it. I was an addict. But see, I didn't want to tell you I was an addict. I ain't got no problem. Spend $125,000 in 6 months on opiates and tell me you ain't got a problem. Wow. I did. Before, this Saturday will be my 13th year of sobriety. Praise God for 13 years. But I ain't even finished today out, so I might only get 12 years and so many months and so many days. But as of today, I woke up and said, I'm going to stay good today, God. But how do you justify a doctor in Ohio, a doctor in Michigan, a doctor in Illinois, and a doctor in Indiana, and I'm getting all I wanted? All I wanted. I seen a video one day of my daughter took a picture of me. I'm in my lazy boy chair with a ho-ho in my mouth, drooling out the other side of my mouth, snoring like a baby from opiates. Why we do that to our people? I'm an addict. I can't get help. They ain't gonna fix me. Are you kidding me? Have you made a choice to quit? Really quit. Not because Community Corrections says you got to pee clean or you're going back. Not because your wife says if you don't get it right, I'm leaving you. You have a choice. It's your choice. Is it hard? Yes. It is extremely hard. I was an addict till I was a lot older than a lot of you guys, so we'll just leave it at that. I tell people like this, dude, just so you know, I'm 30 with 30 years experience. We'll just leave it at that. But if I know that what I'm doing wrong, this shows that I agree that the law is good. So I'm not the one doing wrong. It's the sin living in me that does it. It's acknowledged. You're a sinner. We're sinners. One perfect one. Ever. One perfect one, his name was Jesus Christ. You will not be perfect. You are not Jesus. You will have struggles. You will have to pay the consequences for your actions. But see, Jesus loved everyone in this room so much. They said, hey, brothers and sisters, I'm going to take your sin to the cross. and I'm going to die for your sins on that cross. And he took it. He took it to the cross. But see, our Jesus came off that cross. He was laid in a tomb by his partners, sealed. 3 days later, our God rose again. No Buddhist, no Mormon, no Mohammed, no none of that ever rose again. Ours did. And he even came and said so much as this: I go to ascend to my Father, but I will leave you a comforter, the Holy Spirit. Have you changed your heart? Have you allowed Jesus to take that hard heart out of you and that soft skin and switch it to where you have a soft heart and you're tough skinned? Some of us are in halfway houses. Some of us are in women's shelters. Some of us are wherever we are and someone bumps into us and we give them a piece of our mind instead of saying, excuse me, brother, sorry I bumped into you. Are we giving our brothers in these halfway houses or in these courts or in the different things a hand up? Or are we expecting a hand out? What are you doing? What are you doing for you? Are you loving on your children? Some of you can't right now. 31 years I was out of that man's life right there. That's my blood son. In a couple of weeks, he will have been with my life for a full year. That's God. And not only do I now have my son in my life, I have my 32-year-old biological daughter in my life again. Not only that, these knuckleheads gave me 9 grandkids. Holy moly! But see, it's because they seen something in us as a family and they wanted to be a part of that family. Where are you going to be a part of your family? When are you going to have enough of the sin program of the dope and the lust and the brokenness and the hurts and the habits and the hang-ups to say enough's enough? Enough's enough. But if you don't know his word, we struggle with sin. Sister said it exactly. I call it the emotional oscillation. Good, boom, bad. Good, bad. Good, bad. Courts don't care about all that, hon. They really don't. They tell you to do A, and if you don't keep doing A and you get over here to D, E, and F, guess what? You F'd it right back to jail. It is a choice. They are not going to keep playing with us. They're not. They're not. I was in court this morning. They don't want to play with you no more. They came right out there in the courtroom and handcuffed that dude and took him straight off. Amen? Am I lying? If I'm lying, I'm dying. He didn't even get to go up there and tell her his story. I was like, woo, bro. Yeah, Marvin was there. Cuffed him. I've never seen that done before. Just stand up, sir. Click, click. Come on up here. And just took him right on out of the box. They know you, but they don't know the real you. God does. God does. But if I know that what I am doing is wrong, this shows that I agree that the law is good. So I'm not the one doing wrong. It's a sin living in me that does this. And I know, this is my favorite line, nothing good lives in me that is in my sinful nature. I admit it, I go fast. Now, I'm working on it. I'm not going to lie. But is that going to send me to prison forever? But if I know I like dope, and I think I'm going to have a whizinator on me and go in and fake out community corrections, brothers, stop it. I'll just dilute my pee. They'll never know. Are you kidding me? They know before you even walk out of there. Are you kidding? I'll just sneak a little bit into someone else's. No, you could have 10 years ago, but you can't today. So here's the way you make it through the program. Stop doing dope. Right. Stop lying to yourself. Admit we are sinners and that we need help. I'm blessed, dude. I have some of the most amazing mentors in my life, man. Bob's and Winston's and Marvin's and every once in a while Michael, but not much. But I love Michael. I mess with him. The point is, I surrounded myself like a quarterback on the football field. Come on, baby, hike that ball and let it come. Whatever comes my way, my team's around me. I will pee for anybody. I will hair follicle. I do not care. Because, see, we have to be family of integrity. You ever heard that word? Integrity. They ask me to fly out to California and go in Chino men's facility next weekend to speak. Are you kidding me? They let me off 100 years over there, and now 21 years later, they're paying me to fly out there, and I get to go into a prison, and they're letting me back out same day. That's only God. So if you don't think God will take your misery and turn it into a misery ministry, you are crazy. He will. He will. We are doing an inner city gig starting off real soon. Ex-gangbangers. Where we're walking in these neighborhoods and trying to make a difference for these neighborhoods. Who better to do it than us? Who gonna understand? You see me and Winston hanging out together, dude. I love that brother, man. We could walk anywhere together. He got the guns. I just got the run. I will run. I'll be like, come on, Winston. You're slacking off. The point is, God will use you. Be used by God instead of using God. Oh, I found Jesus! Shut up. Here's what you do. Sorry about that. You're right next to me. Toss that Bible right on the bunk and walk on out of the county. Come on. Get an amen out of that. Oh, now not knowing what y'all choir, ain't you? I did it. I'm calling my story. But see, here's the difference. I now, with that team of players on my team, have accountability. Mentor. Someone who disciples me. Somebody that will hold me accountable. And that's just off my wife. Yeah. Snicker off that one. Can you see me going to pick up my son one day and I'm so stoned, dude, I'm just laid out there with a zinger. He will slap the dog out of me. Why would you want to do that? They watched me walk it out. Why would you want to ruin your integrity for one high? Yeah. One high. Yeah. And Wendy Davis, love her to death. Love her to death. Great Christian lady. But she got this saying, dude. You think this is my first rodeo? I love that one, man. I'm like, are you kidding me? She gets them. Frango, she don't even look at you right. You know you're going to jail. You know you are going to jail. Kearns, he will chew you up and down one wall and out the other. And dude, I don't want to do that no more. Do you? Ain't you done? You're at a faith-based mentoring group. First plus of your life. Faith-based. God. Got to be God. Got to be God. Got to be God. But I do what I want. But if I do what I don't want to do, I am not really the one doing wrong. It's a sin living in me that does it. I have discovered. That means you got to look for something. You want them nice pair of jeans? You didn't just go up to the rack and grab them and they were size 52 and you wear a 20. Okay, that don't make sense. 52 and you wear a 40. You had to discover what kind of pants you wanted or what kind of shirt offset of that. You have to discover. I have discovered this principle of life. Then when I want to do what is right, I inevitably do what is wrong. Inevitably means you go ahead and do what's wrong anyway. I love God's law with all my heart, but there is another power within me that is at war with my mind. Come on, come on, come on. It's at war with your mind. You got two dogs. You feed this one every single day, a couple times a day. You groom it. You take care of this one over here. You never touch it. One of them is sick. The other one is healthy. Who do you think's going to win in a fight? That healthy one's going to stomp all over that curve. Going to whoop that weak one. So what are you feeding? Are you feeding your Elmo or your Isaiah? My Isaiah is my Christian one. It says, man, don't flip that dude off. You're the one going fast. Elmo's like, hit him in the rear end. Knock him out the road. Go around him. And my wife says, the look. You know, you wives know the look. I've got to be looking at him. You know, my wife said, why you going to give him a look at that guy? You know, she don't sound like that at all. You hush. Dude, this is kind of a good thing and a bad thing when your son sits in here and he loves your stepmom and she's almost his age. Just kidding. Dude, she is cute. Oh, Lord. Focus, Donnie, focus. You did it. You started writing and threw me off. I can't cut all this out. Oh, Lord. Let me turn this off. No. All right, here we go. I love God's law with all my heart, but there is another power within me that is at war with my mind. This power makes me a slave to the sin that is still within me. It makes you a slave to the sin that is still within you. You got to get it out. You got to repent. And if you don't know what repentance means, it means turn away, give it up, throw it to God. Winston, he could probably give a real good lead on repentance. And I'm going to call him you one of these days, bro, so be prepared.
I don't live in America anymore.
Yeah, whatever. I'm done with you. I love Winston. Okay. This power makes me a slave that is at... Smell the roses, blow out the candles. I love God's law with all my heart, but there is another power within me that is at war with my mind. This power makes me a slave to the sin that is still within me. You ready for this part? Oh, what a miserable person I am. You know you're miserable. You're laying up in there and you're on the cell phone block punching in mama's number. Punching in mama's number. Oh, are you kidding? And then you get mama on the phone and say, when did you get the phone? Because she's taking care of your 3 or 4 to 5 kids. Trying to cook dinner. Trying to get the crying baby done. Trying to make a formula. Change the butt diaper. And all that. And you up there going, where you been? You know where you been. You had your butt at home helping. We are men. We got the best gift in the world when God said giving him a woman. My wife's my best friend, dude. My best friend. And she'll call me out quicker than anybody. But see, I listened to her. Because God blessed me with her. God gave me her as a helpmate, not a punching bag. Not as a you better put money on my books bag, but as my best friend. And you ladies, you ain't junk. You are not junk. You do not have to put up with POSs like us that are abusing you. Step up. Step up. Man up, men. And you women, don't put up with it. That's just my man speech. Oh, what a miserable person I am. Who will free me from this life that is dominated by sin and death? Are you ready? It's 2 words. Thank God. The answer is in Jesus Christ our Lord. So you see how it is. In my mind, I really want to obey God's law. But because of my sinful nature, I am a slave to sin. Dude, you got to tell your people, quit calling while you're preaching. Okay, so we're going to wrap it up with this. You ready? Bold biblical and get you out of here by 10 o'clock. You ready? Why are y'all laughing, man? All right, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 25. Here's how you're going to get through the system. You ready? Here's punchlines. You ready? Chapter 4, verse 25. So stop telling lies. I'm telling you, it's right here. So stop telling lies. Let us tell our neighbors the truth. We are all parts of the same body. You loving your neighbor? Are you loving that brother in that same halfway house with you? Or the sister? Are you loving like Christ has loved you? And don't sin by letting anger control you. Don't sin by letting anger control you. That's simple. It's that simple. That simple. Stop telling lies. If you don't want to keep going in the system, quit lying to them. Tell them I need help. You want to keep doing what you know you need to do? Tell your neighbor the truth. And your neighbor don't have to be at your house, their house. It could be Jeff. It could be Marvin. It could be across the table. Stop telling lies, because even what you speak out, you're believing in your mind. Quit lying to yourself. If you got a problem, how many mentors we got in this room right now? Y'all better be raising your hands that are mentors. Thank you very much. You see those hands that are up? These are mentors that can help you in any way, shape, or form. Any way, shape, or form that isn't illegal or immoral. Let me throw that out at you. And we're going to close with four words. Stop telling lies. So, although there's another, I'm like, dude, I just read four. So, stop telling lies. Thank you, Jesus. Get up. Let's pray. Let's get out of here.